cold and it's not hot. It's kind of in between. How might you characterize that? Today it's
Well, it feels kind of springy out, like spring. Very mild.
Mild, or it's if you're thinking that it's cold, but it's not awfully cold, you might say
a little out of season.
Yeah, it's just middling cold, or there's middling the kind of word you'd use.
No, I wouldn't.
It's middling cold.
No, I don't think I'd use that.
Yeah,
some people may, but you might say it's very mild out today.
Okay. Or maybe rather cold, perhaps.
Yeah, yeah.
Would be your way of saying. Mm-hmm. I'm looking here to see what I've... I think I questioned you about that. I asked you. What do you call the capital of Indiana?
Indianapolis.
Do you remember hearing older folks say, call Indiana, Indiani?
Yes. A lot of them referred back in the old time, Indiani, instead of Indiana.
Do you remember when some people would say that study algebra?
Yes.
And talk about sitting on the sofa?
Yeah. Yeah, they used, or the couch. On the couch or the sofa. You never hear that anymore.
No, no. We did talk about the parlor, didn't we?
About
the parlor.
We discussed about the parlor and the sitting room.
Did I ask you where the letters are mailed?
No, I don't think so. At the post office or in the mailbox.
Now, has there been there's been a post office all your memory?
Yes. Post office, I don't recall where it was, but 1917, right down there back of the bank here on this corner of where it's the parking lot now, that's where the first post office was built in Brazil in 1907. And then it went from there to the building across from the city hall, the regular post office up there. And then last year they built this monstrosity down here, which is, in my books, clear out order. They could have spent $100,000 here instead of $700,000 down here. And repaired this building and had a lovely post office. It's a nice looking building. But do you know who owns the building now? The Clay County Historical Society bought it. And they're going to fix it up, and I'm glad they are.
That's all right, isn't it?
Yeah, to me it's...
That's good.
Yeah, I gave them $100.
Good, good. Now tell me about the things that have interested you most. Now, you have been a member of the Historical Society, keenly interested in music, obviously interested in architecture.
Yes, I love architecture. I don't know a lot about it. The state of Indiana, or the ABC, the Administrative Building Council, gave me permission to draw anything up to 30,000 cubic feet in a building, which I have designed and worked out here, I think, four different buildings here in Brazil. Just small buildings, 30,000 cubic feet. But as how that came about, I did one, and I took to Mr. Wells in Indianapolis, who had the ABC over there. That's the building council. And God, he's going to down me on this. And he looks forward and he said, Harry, where did you ever study any? Did you ever go to school for architect work or anything, or designing? I said, no. I just picked it up.